Draft Central is brought to you by Miller Lite.
Two good players today. Obviously, in the second round, Eddie Goldman. This is a young player, third-year junior, two-year starter. When I think about the standout traits with Eddie Goldman, it's strength, stout at the point of attack. He's very instinctive. He's strong. He gets off blocks. I really like the pad level that he plays with. Steps up in big moments. I was at their Clemson game this year, and there's three game-changing plays that he makes to basically win that game for Florida State. So this is a stout, strong nose tackle that anchors the middle of your defense, and I think he's an ascending player. In the third round, Hronos Grasu, the center, four-year starter from Oregon, very athletic. The standout traits with this guy is his quickness and his balance. He's excellent at the second level. He's quick on reach blocks. His makeup is outstanding. When you talk about work ethic, team captain, leadership, all those traits that we stress around here, he brings those to the table. So we got two good players. We're excited about it. We got a lot of work to do tomorrow, not just in the draft, but in free agency. And so we're excited moving forward.
When you take guys to the second and third round, Ryan, historically, what are your expectations for how those guys can contribute year one?
You know, and it depends on the position a lot of times. You know, I mean, if you took a quarterback or something, you know, it'd be different. Our expectations are high for these guys. You know, I mean, there's a lot of opportunities in front of them. We had consensus on all these players. That's what I liked about these two picks is from our coaches to our scouts, we're all on the same page. So there's going to be a lot of competition, you know. And so Grasu, you know, he can play center. He can play some guard. I know we got Will Montgomery there, but they'll all be competing, all fighting for starting jobs. Eddie Goldman, too, nose tackle. He's also played end. I know Ratliff's got some flexibility to move around. So, you know, it's up to our coaches to kind of get these guys in the best positions, and I know they'll do that. But both these guys have flexibility, and we're excited to have them. You know, actually, I did. You know, it was kind of later in the process. You know, we kind of had our evaluations in. Hronos is easy. His makeup, when you guys meet him, his makeup is off the charts. You know, There's certain guys on our board that will check it's a Bears box. It'll be a little bear that'll pop up on their magnet. And to us, that's a guy who has every trait we're looking for. His makeup is outstanding. And Grasu was one of those guys, you know. So, and Kyle Long just confirmed all those things when we talked to him. So.
So even with Hronos, even though he played his whole career at center, you see that an opportunity for him to have
his career? We do. His ideal position is center, but he could do it. He could do it. But his ideal position is center. Yeah.
How long does it typically take a center to come in and be ready to start, though? That doesn't seem like a position where a lot of guys come in and go day one.
That's a good question because, it is a strong, intelligent position, but his intelligence is really, really high, Brad. So – we feel, I know what you're saying, and that is the case, but this guy is off the charts in regards to that.
Yeah. Ryan, how do you see Eddie fitting in the 3-4?
Nose tackle. He's a true, low, strong nose tackle. He's played all over the D-line. I think his best position is nose tackle. I really think he's natural at that. You know, some guys just have a natural ability to play with a low center of gravity and leverage, and he definitely has that. It's easy for him to get underneath blocks. Good battle. Those are two great players going at it, and they'll be doing it again in practice. So they're both competitive. You saw it throughout the game. You know, there's been a couple games that stand out with players that you watch. Like I mentioned, Goldman, the Clemson game stands out to me with him. And Grasu, Michigan State, he played well. So there's games when you think back that really jumped out in your mind. But that was a battle. Yeah.
What were some of those plays you made against Clemson?
He forced a fumble. He had a tackle for loss. I think there was a sack. The game was going into overtime, and he made three game-changing plays that just, you know, really stick in your head. You know, big moments.
Ryan, how does the idea of best player available and really trying to do that, does that change at all when you get, or become more difficult when you get into some of these middle rounds?
No, I mean if it's close, you know, the board's come off best player available for us the whole way. Honestly, right now, if it's close, I mean, we might have a guy graded, you know. Just one little part. We will lean towards need a little bit, but right now it's been best player available, honestly, all the way through for us.
Ryan,
so.
What about makes him a good fit if you want to put him in there?
I think he's so athletic. So he's versatile to do all that. He's got quickness, athleticism, balance. I think that's what I like about Jay a lot is his versatility. So that'll all sort out. But we'll get our best players on the field, and Ratliff will definitely be out there. And I like his position flexibility.
If you're targeting Eddie for kind of nose in your base 3-4, what about him? Is he going to be a 3-down player? Do you envision him just being a 2-down player in your packages?
Who's that, Eddie?
Eddie.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't want to get to that yet. I mean, I know he can push the pocket. I know a lot of people say, when you say nose tackle, you just think, this is just a 2-down guy. He can collapse the pocket. He's got a strong power to bull rush, so he can provide that too. And that's going to help a lot. I know it helps the outside linebackers when they're coming off the edge if you've got some push in the middle, and he can provide that.
Right. You expect Ratliff to be back for the next phase, right? He missed this week.
Definitely be back.
We didn't ask you yet about Martellus Bennett being away, obviously. There's no movement today. Do you expect him to be on your roster Monday?
Those are, with him, it's individual choices. I've been talking to him and his agent, and, we love for him to be here right now competing, especially with what we got going right now. That's his individual choice, and it's voluntary, and hopefully he'll be here sooner than later.
Has he asked you for a trade?
No.
Ryan, you talked yesterday about Adam Gase being the happiest guy in the room after the Kevin White pick. Defensive guy like you, John Fox as well. Mm-hmm. Is there any anxiety at all with 2 out of 3 picks on offense? That's a little unusual for the Bears dating back a handful of years.
No, you think back to in free agency, a lot of our moves were on defense as well, So whether it's, Antrel Roll or McPhee or Alan Ball. So there's been moves made over there, Mason Foster. So, but I think the discipline to stay in the best player available on your board, and that's what we're doing, and all the scouts and the coaches are on board with that.
Ryan, the way Oregon plays and the up-tempo, the stress and demands that puts on a center, how did those stand out to you with Ronis and just the things he was responsible for at that pace?
Yeah, he has to make a lot of identification. He's a highly intelligent player. Those things jump out to me. His athleticism really jumps out, guys. Just his quickness and his balance and the things you look for in a center. Lateral quickness is important for a center. The ability to reach a nose tackle. He's got all those traits. So physically, he has everything we're looking for. And then mentally, the intelligence factor in a center is huge, and he definitely has that.
How have things been working for you guys in the war room? Things been clicking? Is everything?
It's been really smooth. It's all the hard work with the months leading into it. So our board's stacked. It's been really calm. It's good that you're sitting next to John and bounce ideas off of him and talk things through. But it's been really smooth.
Right. Time for a couple more.
Right. Last year, Ego Ferguson was your second rounder. He said he's taken off a little bit of weight. Do you still see him as a nose tackle? You mentioned at the combine you had two, and I assume he was one of the.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still project him as a nose tackle?
We've talked about that a lot. We project him as really nose and end. He can be both for us, and so. We don't have him set at one position right now. He could be a nose RNN. He has position flexibility there too. So,
was Forte back in the building today?
Forte, was it yesterday or today? All these days are running together. He was here. He was here today, this morning. Mm-hmm.
Have you talked to him?
I mean, those are we talk. Me and him talk a lot. So those are kind of our conversations. But yeah, it's going good.
Any pressure or need to try to get an extra pick tomorrow, try to maybe fill a 7th?
It'd be great. If there's an opportunity for us to move back and get some more picks, definitely. We have a lot of needs, so the more picks, the better. So far in the draft, the players that have been there for us, we've been really excited about. Again, there's been a consensus, so I didn't want to risk going back and missing out on those guys. And like I said, sometimes you get trade offers that don't really necessarily make sense. So we feel good about where we're at, but that would be great if we could get some additional picks, no question.
Thank you.